It's good to meet you, Ryan.
Good to meet you too, Jerry.
Are you pleased with that?
Yeah, definitely.
That's good.
Good stuff.
I mentioned earlier about your... Can we go back to the Eurovision last year a little bit? To talk a little bit about it. The song got through to the semi-finals and then it got through to the final but finished last.
Yeah.
Now, it's a bit of a dig, isn't that?
It was. After it happened, I was obviously gutted because we knew we weren't going to win.
Yes.
But we expected to do, a bit better than that. But the next day, the song ended up charting in 32 countries or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So, and
what happened on the night? Why?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't your performance. Your performance was excellent. I reviewed it again last night on YouTube.
Oh, really?
You must have been happy with your performance.
I was
that
happy
night.
With it. It's just the way things went on the night. It's really strange. That's the way it goes. And there's nothing you can do with it.
But it obviously hasn't dented your enthusiasm or your commitment or your ambitions in this business.
Not at all. The Eurovision was always just going to be a platform for me to get out there, and you couldn't ask for a bigger stage. 150 million people watch it, and it really helped me build my fan base. And
so there were more pluses than there were minuses.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
What happened to you afterwards?
Afterwards, I was doing lots of gigging all around Europe and Ireland, and then just ended up working and writing new material with different producers here in Ireland and Sweden. And the UK as well, and I released an album of dance music that was similar to the Eurovision song, and then I started to write sort of songs like this again because I had been doing that before the Eurovision, and I wanted to write an album of sort of ballads and some way about sort of more of an age to it.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing since.
Tell me a little bit about your life before the Eurovision. You're from Strabane.
Yeah, from Strabane. Yeah.
Hugo was telling me earlier that your dad was a bit of a musician as well.
He was, yeah. My dad was in a band when he was, I think, from around 15 to about 19 or something like that.
Was that show bandy things, or was it? Or
it would have been that type of. I can't mind what it was called. I think the band was called.
Did he not sit down and tell you, look, son, I was a star long before you were a star?
Oh, he loves it. I think he's really happy that I'm doing the music.
I bet.
I think it's something that he always maybe regretted not continuing afterwards after he got married and settled down. But
It always going to be that you were going to be in the music business?
To be honest, I don't think so, because I was really, my mother and father sing and my brothers and sisters sung, and in the karaoke in the house or something, and I never would have sung, and because I would have been too shy to sing in front of anybody.
Really?
And
yet you ended up singing to 150 million people.
That's it. It's strange. I think everybody's a bit shocked when they sort of...
So when did you start singing?
I would say about 4 or 5 years ago.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
And how did you get chosen for the Ireland thing?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was doing support gigs around Ireland for Jedward.
So lost the hair. We haven't got a photograph of him here. He's got Jedward hair, but he's jet black.
But so I was doing gigs along with him, and that was a great opportunity for me.
But how did you get that? Because who were you up until then, if you know what I mean?
I was putting out videos of me singing songs in my bedroom on YouTube, and they were getting, some of them were getting over 100,000 views, and then that's when I met my manager, and we sort of hooked up, and then he was promoting Jedward in Ireland, so he got me to the support acts, and then that sort of gradually helped me build my fan base in Ireland. And then my mentor last year was Stuart O'Connor, and he's Jedward's choreographer, or he was Jedward's choreographer. And he seen me performing at one of the gigs and asked me did I have any songs of my own that I could possibly submit for it. And he loved the song, so that's how it all happened.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
What was Jedward like?
Jedward's just what you see on the TV. That's what they're like.
It's what you see is what you get.
That's what you see, what you get, definitely.
And have you seen much of them since?
But I haven't seen them about recently.
Why have you copied their hairstyle?
This isn't copied. This is my own thing.
Really?
Theirs is about 2 foot higher than mine, or was 2 foot higher than mine. So
so life is good. You've got the single out today, an album in the process as well, I believe.
We're hoping to have an album finished for around the end of August, or September, the same time as we're having the gig in the Button Factory. I don't know if I mentioned that.
No.
So my first solo gig is in September in the 28th of September in Dublin.
Fabulous.
And the tickets are available now, just a shameful plug.
Oh, yeah. Once you get into this business, you take every opportunity to plug, you have to.
Yeah, so we're hoping to have an album finished for that as well.
And what about other gigs during the summer?
Yeah, as I say, I'm going to be doing the Roses Tralee. I'm in Belgium, I'm in Portugal, I am doing the O2 for Childline in November. And there's lots of different things coming up.
So things are really taking off.
Things are good.
And are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it.
Really?
Yeah, loving it. It's good being in the studio writing, but then it's good then when you're on the day of your release and you're getting a song and sharing it to everybody. You know, so that's the payment.
Of course it is. You know? Are you doing anything special at the launch, or you just have it out there at the moment?
I just have it out there at the moment, yeah, but just doing lots of radio and things like that, you know, and I'm going to be doing some TV, I think, next week as well, so, you know.
All's good. Yeah. Well, I'm delighted you called in to say it.
Thanks very much.
But you're going to sing a song for us live. Right. You make your way to the microphone. Kieran is sitting here in a pair of short trousers. He's about to play the piano and a very creased-looking red T-shirt.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. This is rock and roll. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing All of Me by John Legend.
All of Me. Lovely. Ryan, thank you.
Drawing me in, you kicking me out, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all give your all to me. I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me. And you give me
enjoyed that. That's the voice of Ryan Dolan from Strabane. Ryan, thanks so much.